Okay, our friends. So today we are reading a story called Frankie Gets a Doggy. It was written by Amy Huntington. And in the picture, we can see Frankie with his doggy. And I gotta say, this might be a cute one. Are you ready? Good. Today's story is read by Mommy and... Are you a doggy? Woof. Oh, I'm so happy. Mommy and her doggy. So sit, stay. You ready? Okay. Frankie nuzzles Kitty. And we can see him doing that. And the kitty says, prrr. Gathers up some shoes. Papa's getting ready. Says it's time to cruise. What does that mean? Do you know what it means to cruise? Yeah. It means that they're going to get out of there. They're leaving the house. They're going to go for a ride or a walk or a journey. Kisses to the kitty. Stroller made for two. Papa pushes Frankie down the avenue. And we can see... The two is Frankie, and he's got a stuffy in there with him. A kangaroo, it looks like. Frankie smiles and wiggles. Goodness, how you've grown, says the volunteer. Let's go meet some doggies. Maybe take one home. They're at a pet shelter. And... this volunteer is excited to see them. We can also see a lot of puppy dogs there. 1, 2, 3 of them. Oh my goodness. Wagging tails, wet nose, straight or floppy ears, fur that's short or shaggy. There's lots of doggies here, and we can see them all. There's Bozer and Loki and Whiskers and Penny and Brigo and Lacey and Louise and Zephyr. And Pokey, and Betty, and Mumford. And which of these do you think is most like you, puppy dog? Pokey? He's a 10-year-old male. He's a quiet companion. I don't think that's like you. You're closer to this one. Mumford. He's a 7-year-old male. But he's a good couch sitter. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. What do you think? Maybe? Okay. Some dogs knock you over. Some dogs shy away. Some will yip or yawn. This dog wants to play. Sloppy, soggy kisses. A proper howdy-do. Papa whispers softly, she sure likes you. And this dog, I don't think we can see the name of this dog in the first picture where it showed the names of all the dogs. Sweet and snuggly doggy lies down for a pet. Hugs and belly tickles. Frankie's choice is set. Oh, they're going to take this dog. Snip, snip, says the dog. And what is he sniffing? Chip, 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 chip. A squirrel. Brand new smells and noises. Games of peekaboo. Frankie pushes doggy up the avenue. And now that stroller that Frankie was sitting in earlier has the doggy in it now. Doggy greets the kitty. Kitty fluffs his fur. He is none too happy and takes off in a blur. Says the cat. Turns out that sometimes cats and dogs do not get along well. I think that cats and dogs don't get along much well at all, ever. It's kind of a common thing. Doggy keeps her distance. Kitty hides away. Frankie wants these buddies to get along and play. Oh, Frankie, you might have to get over that because I don't believe they're going to be friends. What do you think? Brimming bowls of kibble lighten up their moods. Frankie's pets and scratches improve their attitudes. So that usually goes a long way towards making people feel more comfortable. If you have a pet, you can pet your, you can scratch or like give belly rubs to your pet with one hand and then use that same hand to pet another pet, and they'll smell the pet that you first petted on your hand and get used to the smell of, oh, there's another animal here. Papa reads to Frankie, "Kitty's in the sun, doggies found her family. Love for everyone." And now in the picture we can see Dad and Frankie are sitting on the couch, and both the cat and the dog are together on the couch in the same space, and they seem to be getting along. Let's hope that they do. It often helps if you introduce them slowly, introduce new pets slowly. And it looks like that's kind of what this family has done. They've given them plenty of time to get to know one another. And so at the very last page, it says the end, but it also shows the cat and the dog are curled up on the couch right next to each other. And they're together. And they're not chasing each other or fighting. They're resting comfortably. And that is a pretty impressive thing. Way to go, Frankie. You did it right. And what a lucky little boy Frankie is to have both a cat and a dog, right? Super cool. And it is also, you want to say it with me? Oh, in dog language. Okay, the end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.